This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Doug Carr, Scott Anderson on a kind of cloudy, overcast, dreary Tuesday here in Detroit. But, you know, this Tiger team, Gator.
Don't start.
I don't know. Well, you know, if you string together a few here.
Yeah, I'm watching the game last night, and, you know, before you know it, they actually won.
You know, they might have caught a flyer. Nobody thought J.D. Martinez was J.D. Martinez before he turned into J.D. Martinez. And, you know, this Nico Goodrum.
He's left-handed. You know?
Yeah, the high talk, sentences that start with, you know, and end in dot, dot, dot. And here they are, two games back at Cleveland. And, okay. All right, cool. I don't know what to call what this is going on down there, but they're still four games under, but they're two games back. And Gator, I guess the question really becomes about the fan buy-in. We tweeted out a question today about fan buy-in. What month do you take a two-game deficit seriously? Because clearly for most of Detroit, it's not May.
No.
But if they're two games back in June, do you take it seriously?
I take it seriously in July.
July is the month?
Yeah, in like the middle of it. Want to get towards, within sniffing distance of the trade deadline. That's when I'll take it seriously. Actually, let me take that back, because I keep talking about this 31-game stretch or whatever.
Right.
And that ends on June 10th. So I'll be fair. I'll be consistent. If they are within two games on June 11th, then I'll start speaking in higher pitched tones.
It's just, it's making it north of like boring as hell. Rebuilds suck, okay, to go through them. What we always talk about with a rebuild is you try and get as quickly as you can to the light at the end of the tunnel. If they're going to keep us engaged while they're rebuilding, there's no doubt this is a rebuild. But there are guys right now that are probably performing over their heads. You know, Nico Goodrum, we talked about him a few weeks ago. This is a former second-round pick, but he'd been languishing in the minors. The Twins had given up on him, and he goes out and he hits two bombs last night. He also butchered a ball in right field that should have been caught, or it looked like it was going to be caught, and he really took a bad route to it.
Well, he gave up on running on it.
It was a strange, strange play. And yes, Goodrum can play a bunch of positions, but that doesn't mean he can necessarily play them well. I don't think he's been a success at third base from what I've seen either. But Gator, you said June at the end of, if they're two games back at the beginning of June because of the schedule.
June 10th.
You would say, okay, this is a race. We asked this question, and since we had four responses available on Twitter, June, July, August, or September, when they're two games back, if they're two games back, in what month do you consider them, quote unquote, in a race? You have what is 2% of the audience agreeing with you. 2% say June, 22% say July, 45% say August, 31% say September. Almost a third won't buy into this team being in a race until September.
Well, I mean, listen. Because you don't want, I guess those people just don't want to be fooled by anything. And they'll wait. They'll wait. They'll wait. They're going to wait it out to the last month of the season. But I think you're going to have to buy into it before that because of the trade deadline. You're going to have to make up your mind. Because the trade deadline, at that point, let's say they're two games, within two games of that. Or let's say they're 500 at the trade deadline. What are they going to do?
Well, if they're 500 at the trade deadline and...
They're not... First of all, I don't think they're going to be anywhere near 500 at the trade deadline. But what would they do if they were? I mean, do you...
You sell.
You should. But,
you should sell.
But, I mean, but if you're within a game of the division, do you sell?
I would say...
Because, of course, it's not about the Wild. They can't think about Wild Card.
No.
They can only think about the division.
This really comes down to if Cleveland apparently also is bad, do you buy or sell? And like you said, we're a long way away from being... The real story here is not Detroit, in my opinion. The real story is Cleveland. What the F is wrong with the Cleveland Indians? I mean, they've dominated the
Their
Tigers.
Their bullpen is awful. Did you see the stat last night they showed on the screen?
I did not.
Their bullpen ERA last year was first in the majors, and it was under 3.
Mm-hmm.
This year, their bullpen ERA is 28th in the league, and it's like 5.42. And the 2 years prior to them being first overall, they were fourth overall with like a 3-0 and a 3-4.
Yeah, but their bullpen last night went an inning in third and only gave up 3 earned runs.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy because Detroit's bullpen, which has been the story here for years and how bad it's been, went 3 innings and gave up 1 earned run. Cleveland's bullpen goes 1 1/3 and gives up 3 earned runs. I mean, I don't know that I would describe, you know, if you really get down to what's probably going on here, it's just Cleveland is really, really struggling with a team with much more talent than the Detroit Tigers. The Tigers still have all these regulars out. I mean, there's no Castellanos. There's no Cabrera. There's no...
Candelario.
Candelario, and there's no Martin. And a bunch of guys that weren't really in the plans at the beginning of the year last night beat the Indians and broke the losing streak to the Indians. Cosma, Hicks, Goodrum. I mean, I guess we could say Matuk was in the plans, but...
Yeah. I mean, Iglesias has really picked up his game in the last week since he had that talking to from Gardenhire, or at least since Gardenhire said he was going to talk to him.
Yep.
He's really picked it up. And he's been a plus player for this team, and he's raised his average considerably.
Here's what I'm not going to do, and we're not going to do at all this summer. If people want to talk about their Tiger team... Go for it. 248-539-9797. Gator, I have thought about where Avila can earn his stripes as a GM. And part of it has been the nondescript free agent signings. Can he turn them into tradable commodities? Like guys that when he signed, we all went, Can he turn Francisco Liriano into a tradable commodity? Can he turn Mike Fiers into a tradable commodity?
Shane Green.
Yeah, I'm talking about kind of the free agent signings he had this year. Guys that were available to everybody. These guys were available to everybody.
Yes,
they
were.
And if he can turn them into a tradable commodity, then as a GM, he took a resource that was available to everybody and turned it into a chip to play in the future, which I think is some shrewd GMing. Now, you're not going to get a ton for Mike Fiers, I wouldn't imagine, but you're not getting a ton for Francisco Liriano, but maybe they can be part of a package that brings you back something worthwhile.
They could be, and like I said yesterday, you know, the new hotness in the in Major League Baseball today is pitchers that throw off speed pitches, and that's what Fiers does because he doesn't get above 90 miles an hour, but he throws a lot of soft speed stuff, and hitters just aren't last night they weren't catching up to it. Lefties kill them, but righties just don't catch up with them.
Here's some of the feedback that we got on this Twitter question that we asked with the Tigers 2 games back of first place in the American League Central. Nobody in Detroit is calling this a race just yet, but which month would you buy into a Tiger team that is only 2 games back and say, okay, they're in a race? 2% say June, 22% July, 46% August, 30% September. From D Power on Twitter, October. From Rick, July, but realistically, they'll be 22 games behind by the end of July. From Walker D. Stanley on Twitter, September probably, but with the NFL and college football starting, the miracle that would be first place Tigers would be lost in football's shadow. Oh, well, the Lions will be the team to watch in Detroit for the foreseeable future.
Well, I just saw some news here, which could affect the Lions.
From Donald, July, post All-Star break. This is all subjective, though. Like what is considered up north discussion. That's everything north of Central Michigan, by the way. That's from Donald. Of course it's subjective. I guess we're just trying to find out, you know, when Detroiters would buy in. Mr. Jones 1 tweets in, I think you guys need a 2019 option. So if they're two games back in September, you don't think they're in a race. Just want to be clear on that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.